Much of what happens in our lives happens organically. And the good things, it seems, almost always happen organically, meaning you can't plan them. But if you read this, all of life must be planned. Certainly all of government life must be planned. From the White House to executive branch departments and agencies, senior officials will privately admit their daily disbelief at the commander-in-chief's comments and actions. Most are working to institute their operations from his whims. There is literally no teller. Meetings with him veer off topic and off the rails. He engages in repetitive rants, and his impulsiveness results in half-baked, ill-informed, and occasionally reckless decisions that have to be walked back. I have to say, name something in government in the last 50 years that is not, quote, half-baked, ill-informed, and occasionally reckless that has to be walked back. See Obamacare. See Iraq War. Good Lord. What in government isn't? Does it need to be walked back? Now here's another tell, if you will. On Russia, for instance, the president was reluctant to now listen to this. You want to tell me that this isn't John Baum and Bolton? Listen to this. This is anonymous in the New York Times, his hit piece on the president. Again, if this is the kind of people that the president has working for him, I have to wonder, how in the world did Trump Tower ever get built? And why hasn't it fallen down? How did he ever build or take over Mar-a-Lago, for example? That's an old building. It requires maintenance and upkeep. Why hasn't it fallen into the Atlantic Ocean or slid right down the dune into the beach? He purchased the golf course that I played at in Scotland, Dundonald. It's right there on the Irish Sea. Why hasn't it? This defies the reality of the world in which we live. More. Listen to this. On Russia, for instance, the president was reluctant to expel so many of Mr. Putin's spies as punishment for the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain.